Let's spend a few minutes now on Yemen, the small civil war wrecked country to the south of Saudi Arabia that's been in the news because of that rare U.S. ground strike in which a Navy SEAL and several Yemeni civilians were killed, along with a number of militants. Now there's a new round of airstrikes aimed specifically at Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP, the splinter group the U.S. considers more dangerous than its parent group, which carried out the 9/11 attacks. In fact, NPR reports that many U.S. officials believe AQAP is the most serious threat to the U.S. homeland, more than any other group, including ISIS. Seth Jones is director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at RAND in Washington. So, Seth, start there. Do you agree with that assessment that Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is the most serious threat to U.S. soil?
Well, Robin, I think there are a number of groups that present a threat. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula has certainly shown in the past that it is willing to conduct attacks against the U.S. homeland. The underwear bomber on Christmas Day back in 2009, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, was trained in Yemen. That was a Yemen-based plot from Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. There are other groups that do present a threat, but AQAP is certainly at the top.
Yeah, I guess one reason that officials told this to NPR reporters is that the group knows how to make sophisticated bombs that can't be detected by airline screening. They don't have metal in them, so that was one alarm. But tell us more about the group. Who are they?
Well, they're a group that actually formed in the aftermath of Al-Qaeda's failed effort to get an insurgency going in Saudi Arabia. Most of the leadership structure that survived Saudi efforts went to Yemen and plotted a range of attacks. They are an affiliate of Al-Qaeda more broadly and its leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri. And their focus right now is to establish an emirate, an Islamic emirate in Yemen. But they have for the last several years, including after the death of the American Anwar al-Awlaki, have been committed to attacking the U.S. in the region, also in the U.S. homeland.
Yeah, well, they're operating, as you alluded to it, they're operating in a vacuum. Yemen's president fled to Saudi Arabia after Houthi rebels took over the capital. There's the civil war going on, and it reminds us of Syria, you know, where the American military is fighting both ISIS, but also they're in the middle of a civil war there between President Assad and his opponents. But in Yemen, does the U.S. have a stand on the outcome of the civil war there, or are they just fighting AQAP there?
Well, the challenge right now is the U.S. has multiple problems or challenges in Yemen right now. The U.S. is an adversary of the Houthi-backed government that oversees Sana'a. It's a government that has a relationship with Iran. That's one certainly red line for the United States. So what the U.S. is doing is it's working with its allies in the region, the United Arab Emirates and the Saudis, against the Houthi government in Yemen. The U.S. also has concerns about Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, which is still plotting attacks against the United States. And the challenge is that AQAP is on the opposite side of the Iranian-backed Houthi regime. And so they've actually been using the war to increase their control of territory, to rearm and to re-equip.
Yeah. And why do you think we've seen this recent uptick in U.S. airstrikes against AQAP? Does it have anything to do with that ground raid in Yemen? A lot of debate over whether or not it was a failure. But why the uptick? Is it related?
Well, it's certainly feasible, Robin, that the U.S. picked up a fair amount of intelligence from the ground raid. We still don't know exactly what was in that raid and what was picked up. But for a lot of these kinds of efforts, including ones that I've been involved in and looked through the data on, they can include everything from communications, key individuals, phone numbers, houses and locations where individuals are using as safe houses. So some of that might explain why now.
Is it also possible that the U.S. might be thinking about other approaches to defeating Al-Qaeda in Yemen? And one is maybe helping Yemen become a legitimate country again. We understand there's water shortages. There's a humanitarian crisis, the economy, healthcare, education systems all completely broken down. Sounds like a perfect breeding ground for a terrorist group.
Yeah, the challenge with any of these kinds of military responses to terrorism, whether in the Yemen case we're talking about Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula or the Houthi regime, is that at their core, these kinds of wars are primarily political and economic and not military. And by that I mean that there are grievances which are allowing groups to use territory and ineffective governance. So what the U.S. really should be thinking about, in addition to military operations, is how it can establish a more effective government in Yemen that can more effectively deliver services to its population. It's a very poor country. It's one where the government has been at best mediocre in delivering services and establishing effective government. There's a lot the U.S. could do, particularly with some of its Gulf allies, to help improve that.
Seth Jones, Director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at RAND. Seth, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.